Hello and welcome to the Nursing and the Arts Podcast. I'm your host, Susan J. Farese, MSNRN, SJF Communications. Here we will listen to stories from nurses that use the creative arts in their practice or in their personal lives. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hi, Dori. This is Dori Saloy, S-A-L-O-I-S, and I'm Susan J. Farese. And this is the Nursing and the Arts Podcast. So today I have a wonderful friend that I haven't seen enough, but I need two more because we have so much in common. I'm happy to have Dori here today. I'm looking at the computer and then I'm going to look at you. I okay. mostly look at you. I don't know. Okay. I cannot get used to looking at a computer. Sorry.
Anyway. Happy to be here, Susan.
Yes. Dori is the executive artistic director of Vantage Theater in the San Diego area, but they do wonderful, meaningful projects that are illuminating, they are enlightening, they elevate, they inspire, and they entertain. And there's always an aha moment in any of your productions, right? Dori has such a great life that she'd like to talk about with me today on Nursing in the Arts Podcast. I selected her because I know she has a show coming up called Best Laid Plans, and she's going to talk all about it. So welcome, Dori.
Great to be here.
First of all, tell me about how you became a nurse, your nursing life, and then how you transitioned into your dual life of theater and nursing.
Sure. Well, I became a nurse because I was a very sickly child. Hmm. I had a severe asthma, and I would go to sleep at night in my own bed and then wake up at Boston Children's. So that went on until I was about 13. So I learned to say nurse before I could say mama.
Wow.
So I was kind of imprinted early. I was their mascot. They actually made me a little hat and a little cape, you know, remember the capes and the hats.
Of course.
And, that was actually my first awareness of nursing, and I'm very grateful because they kept me alive.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then the theater, I mean, I started I started producing when I was 7.
Of course. Shows with the curtains in your yard or?
Yes, I would go around,
stage?
go around to the neighbors, sell the tickets. Then we had these cement leveled steps. And my mother would on a Saturday look outside and the steps would be filled, and it would be, I mean, forcing my sister to play her accordion, singing songs.
Love it.
So I was selling the tickets at 7, and I remember my mother would like quickly get cookies and juice to pass out.
I love it. That's great.
And then I remember a woman, we had a complaint. She came to my mother and she said, well, you're from the East Coast, so you will know who this is. I said, she goes, you know, she promised that Bozo the Clown might show
yes!
up.
Yes.
My Bozo. Mother just looked at this woman and said, she's 7.
Oh, my luck. Oh, that's amazing. So you grew up on the East Coast. So
I did.
You still have a little bit of the accent, as do I, from New Jersey. So
exactly.
Here we are. And here we are in California, right?
I know. So I'm from Massachusetts. And then I did, like, you know, the school plays and mm-hmm. the high school plays. And then college, I chose Lowell University because they're a pretty fabulous music school, and they had the really aggressive 4-year baccalaureate nursing program.
This is in Lowell, Massachusetts. Excuse me. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were great.
Oh.
By the time I got out, we were like 3rd year medical students. We could diagnose.
Awesome.
They were making a point with this, you know, this program. And the music part, I mean, I was in college, I was Maryam Plunkett's understudy many times. So I did the music there too. And some of the music students would be upset because I would take their slot at one choir that was acclaimed. And they'd say, but you're not even a nursing, you're a nursing major. You're not music major. But so
nursing in the arts. Here we go. Right.
Then I went to New York and the same thing. I was at Sloan Kettering on the bone marrow transplant team. And then I was also in shows. So the oddest thing that happened is I did a Bill Gibson's new play, Butterfinger's Angel, off Broadway, and I was still carrying a nursing job. So I would do the show, okay? Then at night after the show, rush from my curtain call, get a cab up to Metropolitan Hospital because I was opening the psychiatric emergency
Oh my
unit, which
gosh.
I created. So I would still be in costume and I'd throw the lab coat on.
Unbelievable. And you do a night shift then?
Yeah, I
Like
did.
11
Yeah.
to 7 at the
Yeah,
time? Yeah.
and then kind of administrating too. And I got away with it until two things happened. The New York Times did a nice little coverage of me, which was fine. But at the time, a very famous person at another psychiatric place that I was involved with was also opening a show. And since he's passed, I can say I was Truman Capote. So Truman, I was there, and he's sitting there in the lounge, and he opens the paper. He says, "Traitor, traitor, traitor, Dory." I said, "What?" He goes, "There's your picture in the New York Times. My play is opening." It was a Christmas show, his Christmas Story and our Butterfinger Jazz. "You are my competition."
Oh my goodness. That's awesome. I want to see the New York Times article. Send it to me. Send
Okay, I
it to
will.
us. We might be able to post it too. That's
But that,
amazing.
yeah, and
Wow.
then I got outed again. Another paper decided, they interviewed me and everything. But then in bold headlines, they were saying, Doris Alloy opening in Butterfinger's Angel, also a psychiatric nurse. It was like,
Oh,
oh my
there
God.
you go.
So
Same things.
you can
Yes.
do both. I did do both. Yeah.
I happen to have my nursing degree on my acting resume when I was in Boston in
Oh.
2007, 2008. And I was cast as Nurse Three in Ricky Gervais' The Invention of Lying and got my SAG card from that.
Hey.
So if I hadn't put that on, they wouldn't have asked me
Right,
to do
right,
that
right.
scene. It was continuity, and
Right.
that's how I got my card.
Right.
So nursing is very important to put on any resumes that you have because you never know what it will lead you to. Great. So I'm trying to see you tell me about like this aha moment that you have
Yeah.
with Vantage Point and why Vantage Theater? What is the name
Well,
mean to
Vantage
you?
Theater, because I like to see things from a different vantage point. Okay. So I wrote a play, She's at the Library, which was a takeoff on It's a Wonderful Life, but it was seen from what would happen to Mary if George didn't show up. And then he does show up. So what really happens? Kind of a feminist thing.
Very
And
cool.
then I did a book, Mrs. Bennett's Sentiments. I know
So
you know this.
you're a writer, you're a screen, but oh my
Yeah,
goodness, I
yeah,
can't
yeah.
keep up with you.
Well, you're the
Continue.
same. You're the same. But I again, from a different vantage point,
Right.
Mrs. Bennett's Sentiments, PMA, no, People Magazine chose it as a top fiction pick for 2016, which was great for me. But what I did was I took the Pride and Prejudice and just told it from the point of view of Mrs. Bennett, the mother.
Awesome.
Yeah, and so just different vantage points. So I do that with theater. I like to see where something is coming from a different way of looking at things.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't usually like, typical, a theater at all. It's got to have
Right.
some
Like,
kind of a kick, that
right.
grabs you and makes you think in a different
Exactly. And
way.
so, and some of it is non-traditional and site specific. So you've traveled to do your shows in different places rather than typical theaters. Tell me
Right,
about
right. Don't ever invite me to your house. We might put
that.
a show
Oh, I'd
there.
love it. I'd love it. Let's do
That
it.
happened at the West
Oh my
Gate. We were
goodness.
meeting with something, and he could see I was fingering the prism on the thing. He goes, "What are you thinking about?" I said, "How about we put our musical, The Importance of Being Earnest, here, and people can run from room to room to experience it." And we did it. We did it twice at the West Gate.
I love your chutzpah. I love it. I'm telling
So, and
you,
then
that's great.
we did the World Beat because I walked into the World Beat and I said, "This is perfect for Orpheus Rocks." Okay.
And that's the one that's in Balboa Park here in San
Yep,
Diego? Yes.
right.
Okay.
And then
Okay.
I was at Cultural La Raza, and I said, this is really a good place to do some theater. We did two shows there. We did a show about Da Vinci, which, really was great. And we did a show about Mozart. So again, if the place speaks to me, and
Right.
I do traditional, I mean, plays. I mean, I brought Anna Deavere Smith to town, and we put her at San Diego Rep,
That's amazing. I wish I had seen that. That
Oh,
sounds
she
like it
did
was
great.
wonderful. Yeah. And I loved her in Nurse Jackie. I remember seeing her
Yeah.
amazing in Nurse Jackie.
Well,
So,
we had worked together
yeah.
in New York, which is why I had the access to her to say we had shared dressing rooms. And so I
Super.
said,
What so many stories. Where's the next book coming from you with the memoir and all your
oh.
stories? Let me help you. Let me help you. Oh my gosh. So, but now with your nursing, so when did you transition fully, like from clinical to doing the theatrical?
I'm going to say that it's almost never
You keep it in
soothing.
your heart and it's always
You
how you think,
know,
right?
it's like a mark upon the soul. All right. We all recognize each other.
That was a trick question, by the way, for our audience here. Same. When I do PR, I assess, plan, implement, and evaluate, do my nursing process, and I reevaluate. You never know. And then I try something else. We're
It's
just,
it.
it's almost like jerry-rigging some kind of a tube or IV, whatever. So
It's like,
we never lose it, right?
like I was a geriatric nurse practitioner during the time here I've been in San Diego and producing and acting. That goes, you're exhausted, okay, when you're doing that.
Right,
But
right.
that just continues. And even just now, in the play Best Laid Plans, right, the guy who's playing Beethoven did not know that I was a nurse, right? So there was a scene where he's playing the caregiver and
Okay.
Sam is there and I get up and I go, let me handle this. And so he's looking like, what is this producer telling me how to do this stuff for? And I'm going, okay, this is what you're going to do. And this is it. And okay. And he's like looking at me and he's like, you're the producer. What are you doing? Are you directing? I go, no, I'm a nurse and I'm
There
showing
you
you the
go.
correct way to do this.
That's from a psychiatric nurse point of view or a
Med
med-surg
surge.
point of view at that time. That's
Yeah,
great.
yeah, yeah,
So
yeah.
you are saying, have you ever experienced burnout as a nurse or as a producer, director? And what did you do about it?
Okay. Burnout, probably it was at Sloan Kettering. I have a
Dealing
patient.
with the intensity of all
Oh,
the
I was on the research floor, so okay. So they were like, people who are sacrificing themselves for others is what was really going on. So, yes,
And when period, what period of time was
that was
that?
in New York, and that was, let's see, I was in New York in the late 70s, early 80s. So, yeah, what I did was I just switched out of the bone marrow transplant team, which everybody was burning out. I mean, Sloan Kettering was giving the nurses. I mean, I got to New York, I had a fabulous apartment for hardly anything. Why? Because they needed us because there was a high suicide rate of,
Oh, wow,
okay,
of cancer
because
patients.
it's just
Wow.
so intense. So yes, I did burn out a little bit. Then I switched into like visiting nurse up in Harlem, just did something different. For the theater, yeah, especially if you're producing or directing small theater and you have like the access that the Globe or La Jolla Playhouse has, for everybody on board, and you wear a lot of hats,
Right,
so
right.
it's easy to burn out that way too. I do one to two productions a year, and that
Okay.
works for me right
And you
now.
wear a lot of the hats too. Tell me about that. What are you
Well,
responsible for?
okay.
And I hear you work with someone in the
Oh, that. Oh,
family.
okay.
Someone
Well,
named
who?
Robert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's so easy, right? Well, like with Best Laid Plans, okay. We did, Robert wrote it, and it's tough to be married to me because,
You're Dory.
okay. So he really deserves a medal because I don't pull my punches. I say, I think you're great, but No, we're gonna do this.
I relate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he did we did a stage reading, and Sam came in to do a part. Okay, he was an act as an actor, and I watched him, and they seemed to get on really well, and he seemed to get the project. So I said, Sam, you want to come out of retirement and like direct this? So he's like, okay, what's going to happen? I said, well, I'm writing some grants and everything. So we got the grants. So then I was driving Sam home, and I remember him saying, Dory, we need a blind actor for this. And I said, yes, I know. I had to go to the Edinburgh Festival to see my daughter because she was
Right. All the
produced.
family here. Yes.
Well, she was produced by Broadway producers, her box show.
Her
It's
box show.
fabulous. We don't work together. She does her own thing, and it's great. So I was spending my time looking at blind actors at the festival, okay? But one was a comedian, one was too young, and then I had an outreach to somebody in London who was terrific, but I don't know, they didn't get back in time, so I thought it was a pass,
I
and
see.
it really wasn't in the end. They were sad that they weren't on the project, and who knows if it goes
Who
forward,
knows?
they
Yeah,
may join. So I
sometimes.
was feeling a little, oh my God, where am I going to get this? And my daughter said to me, Mom, what's the matter with you? This is us, the black act, the blind actor. And I'm like,
Wow.
what? And that was Blake Stadnik. So I reached
Wow.
out to Blake, and he came on board.
That's
So I
awesome.
got the director, got the grant, got the director, got the actor, okay, got the theater. Then came the thing about housing. So going to be here for 10 weeks, okay.
Look what I'm doing. I'm clapping. I'm doing reactions here. Thumbs up. That's awesome.
So yeah,
Totally
so
awesome.
therefore, cast the show, of course, and then the housing, 10 weeks, that's a lot. But the Sophia Hotel, God bless them, they came through for me when Anna Deavere Smith came.
I
We
see.
had 13 people and a dog and in and out, and they hosted that. So when I call them, they're hosting Blake
That's
and
amazing.
Sherlock.
That's amazing. Awesome. So, what are the dates of Best Laid Plans in
Okay,
San Diego?
preview is August 29th, the opening August 30th, and it runs through September 22nd.
That's
And it's a
great.
Friday, Saturday matinee, Saturday nighttime show, and Sunday matinee.
Sunday. And this is at the 10th. Is it the
It's at
10th
the Kennett
Avenue?
Center for the Arts. That's right, 930 Broadway. I
Okay.
produced there before the Matisse. I think I saw you.
Right, that's when I saw that. Yes, wonderful,
Yeah,
wonderful.
so
Yes.
it's a good space, for us. And so, finding, so it's a lot to do. And now, of course, we do
Exactly.
marketing.
Right. And
Yeah,
that's what this is.
you do.
Yay,
Thank you
clever,
for
clever,
that.
clever, clever. So I think okay, so artist. Oh, wait, you're a musician, you are a writer, you are a theater playwright. Producer, director, psychiatric nurse. What do you do for fun, Dory?
I act.
And you
That's
act.
what's
That's the
fun for
fun
me.
part.
This recent, I just did a show and I got nominated. I've been nominated twice here in San Diego, which is nice.
Congrats. Yeah.
So I did a Rip Cord and in Coronado, and it was great. It was a lot of fun because I wasn't responsible for everything.
Everything else, right? The big picture. Yeah. Zone in
Just
just to your acting.
to do that.
Awesome.
Now
Awesome.
it's a little hard because I'm used to doing everything. So for the Coronado administration, I would say, now about your marketing. I have to pull back on that one.
Exactly.
But
Exactly.
that is
Wow.
actually for fun.
Yeah.
It's a release and it's fun.
That's great. Do you have any words for new nurses or nurses that are seasoned and just a little bit burned out about how creative arts can help you in your life? Can you name a couple that people can consider or just how it's helped you? Because I want to, I with this podcast and my nursing group on Facebook, the Nursing in the Arts, I just want to have a dialogue with how different arts affect people in a positive way.
Right. Well, just for our patients, we can see that right away. If they're watching something or playing a game on the video, it helps with pain relief. All right. Those kinds of things we can see, we can apply to our patients. To ourselves, I think you need to refresh yourself. Refresh yourself with the visual arts, refresh yourself going to performance arts, or become involved some way to express yourself if you're a
Right.
painter or a singer or a dancer. You know, it's not like you have to like, oh, I have to be, you know, so fabulous. It's just the
Exactly.
just to express yourself,
Experience it. Right,
experience
right.
it. Because you're
Yep.
carrying a lot. All of us can say, I could name you.
Uh-oh.
You can
Hold
name your
on.
patients from before.
Oh, because
You can
something
remember
just
their disease
froze.
process.
Hold on one sec.
Okay.
I'm going to pause recording for a second. So, what were you saying about experiencing and
I'm saying to refresh
refresh?
yourself because as nurses, and particularly young nurses, because I was young when I was at Sloan Kettering.
Sloan.
Okay, and there are jaded nurses who say, oh, just go home, forget about him. Well, you know that we can't do that.
Right.
So you need to, and we carry with us their names, their diagnosis, their journey. You can go back in your mind and think about your patients, and it just all pops up. You have to have a place, not necessarily to let it go, but maybe a place to honor it and not have it be
Absolutely.
such a heavy burden.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard unload, I've heard just get it out. For me, it's nature photography, poetry writing, acting, filmmaking, different things. And my PR is my fun as well. That I love doing this PR. I love getting spreading the buzz, getting somebody out there in the spotlight. But basically, I must be creative. As a nurse, as a person, as a mom, as a woman, just as a human being. And I think people need to value the arts in some way. And there are
Yes.
so many different ones, you know. So, what a wonderful conversation with you. We need to hang out and get some lunch or something and put
I
our heads
know.
together because I've
I
got some
know.
ideas for you.
I appreciate that. You are so effective. I mean, you should talk about people. I hope know that you're an author
Oh,
and that.
yeah.
Yeah, okay, because I love it. I'm going to catch my airplane and I look in the on the corner of my eye, I see there's Susan's
There's Susan's
book
book.
in the
Yep.
airport bookshop, which is not an easy thing to do. So I'm
Right,
very
right.
impressed with
Yeah,
her.
yeah. Well, and my book is old too. I wrote it in 93, and then I did the other edition in 2021 because of COVID and how much burnout nurses were going under and anxiety, depression, suicidal tendencies. I wanted to give back to our profession. I believe in it, even though I'm not in the clinical realm at this
Right.
time or anymore, actually. But my nursing is still in my heart as it is in yours. I
Yeah.
mean, look at what we're doing in a non-traditional creative environment. I think it's phenomenal. So let's get together soon. Is
Okay.
there anything else that you, oh, we'll put all your websites in the show notes and everything. And so, in fact, your
Oh.
daughters too, Dominique's box show I'd like to know about, and
Okay.
Vantage and a little bit of everything. Yes, you have a thought, one
Yeah,
last
the
thought?
only thing I'm going to let you know is for best laid plans, we're doing surround events. So the Braille Institute is coming to present, of course, pre-show. The
Awesome.
San Diego Center for the Blind, iHESIV, which is a young girl who lost an eye and then somehow or other has coaches people on how to deal with loss like that, and a
Oh,
fashion statement
wow.
about her prosthetic. And
Huh.
architecture and accessibility, and the part of the proceeds will be going to the blind organizations.
That's awesome. Now, if nurses from our Nursing and the Arts Facebook group want to come in, is there any kind of an incentive or a discount
Yes,
somehow?
there is.
So we can talk about that and put that in the show notes as well, so
Okay.
you can think
Yeah,
about
for a
that.
group of six or more, it goes down to 30. But
Okay.
here's a secret. Okay. If you
I'm
put
coming
in
close.
SDCB, which is San Diego Center for the Blind,
Okay.
you can get your tickets for 30. And
Wow.
I can track that. And of course, they make a nice percentage off of that.
That's
So
great.
that helps them. Okay.
Right. And it helps you with your grant writing and everything because you're doing
Absolutely.
things for the community.
Right.
You are including so much. So I wanted to end with my quote from one of my or poems in the book. When it's all said and done, there's no profession as diverse as the art and the science of being a nurse.
I love it. I love it. Can you send me that on some
Sure,
t-shirt
sure.
or something or
I'll do an Etsy shop, another thing. You know, let's get creative here and make some money, right?
love it. I
Anyway,
love
Dory, it's been such a pleasure getting to see you again. And let's really continue to network and get together. I would
it. Okay.
love to. And I'll be there. Don't worry, I'll be seeing your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Listen, I so appreciate you reaching out, really. And yes, let's get together because we have so much in common.
Thank you so much for listening to the Nursing and the Arts podcast. We loved having you here. And don't forget to sign up for our Facebook group, Nursing and the Arts, as well. And for information, you can email info@sjfcommunications.com.